Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, October 7th, 2014, and it is 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and you're listening live with the brand new show, Body, Mind, Spirit News. Today we have a wonderful show planned for you guys, and we're so excited to be here. We actually have some of the staff of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. My name is Courtney, and I am your radio producer and the radio producer for Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, but I also work in the office and do a lot of other things with the guide, and we also have the owner here who is going to introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the new show, Body, Mind, Spirit News. We have a large staff, but not everybody is in office. As Courtney said, my name is Penny, and I created the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide here in Michigan. Just to wrap it around all the things that I love about the universe and the world and the way that it works. And we did that 10 years ago, me and my husband, and we've had fun for all these years, just body, mind, spirit, and how they interrelate with our life. So this show is going to be about the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. We'll be pulling heavily from that. So if you're on the web and you don't have a copy already in your hand, you can go to our website, bodymindspiritguide.com. Right on the front cover of the website, on the right-hand side, you can click to get the digital copy of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. And then many of our articles are copied over, and so you can use the search right on the website to search any of the articles that we're talking about. So thank you for joining us this time. And then next time you'll be able to meet all of our staff. We have Melanie, who handles marketing, and Sherry, who works in office as well, and Misty and Tiffany. Basically, everybody works at Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. We kind of do a little bit of everything. So whenever we can be of service, we just pop in and get the job done. Kind of wear a lot of hats around here, right, Courtney?
Yes, we do.
So it's hard to describe exactly what we do. But we're going to talk today about the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. Although we do a lot of other things, this is our main every month, get it out there and let everybody know what the community is doing. So the October issue, again, you can get that on our website at bodymindspiritguide.com. If you're in Michigan, you can pick it up in 1,400 locations, so throughout Southeast Michigan. If you can't find a copy, you can call us right at the office, 734-513-6137, and we can help you locate what is the closest location that you can pick one up. And Courtney would know that very well, because this month, Courtney has been distributing magazines, right, Courtney?
Yes, I have. So if you ever need to know a location of where you can pick it up, just feel free to call. About all of the staff here has been working on distribution this month, and it's giving us an opportunity to get to know all of you better, both as advertisers and hosts and people who love the magazine. So we're having fun with it. We're learning all the quirks. We're getting to know the community a lot better, but we can all definitely tell you where you can pick it up.
For sure. And then if you happen to have a business or work at a business that would like to carry the magazine, and when we deliver that for free, and you can give it out to your customers or clients for free. So if you're in Southeast Michigan and you'd like to be added to the distribution stop so that you can offer the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide to your customers or clients, give us a call, and then we'd be happy to add you to the distribution list. And that just lets everybody know a little bit more about how body, mind, and spirit work in their lives, and hopefully bring some enlightenment and some laughter and some fun into their world.
And for those of you who are out of state, because I know personally, as the radio producer for Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, we have a lot of people who listen out of state, even some that, you know, are down south, out west, you know, a lot of people call in from California and so forth. You can actually subscribe for the magazine. You can go online and view it for free, but if you'd like a hard copy in front of you, call us at the office. We do have subscriptions. We can mail it out to you, and it's a low cost. You know, it keeps the lights on and it keeps us publishing, which we're proud to do. But if you want a carbon copy in front of you, we do have subscriptions available.
Yeah, good point. Thanks for adding that. So the October issue, this is your favorite time of year, right, Courtney?
Oh, yes. I love Halloween.
Yeah, our office is slowly getting decorated. By Halloween, it'll be like Christmas for Halloween here. There's lots of decorations coming up, and it's really fun. So why do you like this season so much?
Well, I like this season for multiple different reasons. First of all, I love the fact that it's changing. You know, the fall leaves are out there. You know, I love pumpkin everything, and this is the best time of year to get it. You know, pumpkin pie, pumpkin lattes, all everything pumpkin. My husband would, you know, probably be upset if I failed to mention that, you know, October is our wedding anniversary, so that is also why. But the biggest reason is because it's the time of year when the energy is the highest. You know, the veil is thinning. We're able to manifest a lot more. We're able to work with those who have been departed or our guides or ancestors. So this is the time of year where the energy is very, very high in the air. And, you know, it's one of my capabilities to be able to pick up on that. So I like the way this time of year feels to me.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you know, my favorite time of year is Christmas, and then our wedding anniversary is in December. So probably as a female, I just chose that as my favorite time, so that was the time for wedding. You might have done the same. And then, you know, energy, when we say energy is higher, you know, energy what? Spiritual energy?
Spiritual. So the veil represents a very thin wall between us and what we would consider the other world or the spiritual world, where most, you know, our loved ones who have passed, you know, stay, you know, our ancestors, our guides, all that. You would probably recognize it more as the subconscious.
Okay.
Me and Penny have had that long conversation before, but some people would recognize it as the subconscious, and that veil is very thin this time of year.
Wow.
It is actually more thin than any time of year. So we're able to reach our subconscious or our intuition and all those messages a lot faster.
Okay.
A lot quicker than any other time of year.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've never given thought to that. So I'm glad you brought it to everyone's attention. And then you had a show earlier on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your own show. And if people want to learn more, they can learn more there, right?
Correct.
You talked about that?
I have the radio show Unveiling the Psychic Truth. It's always the first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. But if you go to bodymindspiritradio.com, you can listen to any of the shows in archive, including mine, and that was one of the subjects I talked about today on my show.
That's fun, you know, because I was busy earlier, so now I'm going to go back and listen. Good subject. So it's October, and the veil is thin, so we can connect with the spirit world. But right now, let's connect more with the community. Anybody who's listening now or in the future, know that we would love to hear from you. We want this show to be about people calling in, whether it's our advertisers calling in so you can get to know them better, or if it's our readers calling in and we can be of better service to you. If you let us know the things you're interested in, we absolutely can search those out and make sure that the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is including the things that are important to you, that you want to learn more about, or that you'd love to hear about and know about. So we'd like to be the place where you go to find out what's going on. And inside the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, we have pages of events that happen in Michigan, throughout Michigan. And on our website, you can actually post for free. So if somebody is having an event in the Body, Mind, Spirit community, anything that relates to that, Body, Mind, and Spirit, for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, or a renewed spirit, then you can go to bodymindspiritguide.com, and there's an event calendar. You can click on there. You can see events from all over, and you can search that calendar to find things that you're interested in. If you have an event, there's a button where you can post your event there, and you can do that at no charge. So we recommend that everybody who's, you know, having an event, get your event up there so that people have lots of things to select from and that the people that are most interested in yours can find you there. So, again, that's the event calendar on bodymindspiritguide.com.
Actually, if you go to the event tab on the homepage and you click submit event, you can actually write everything in there and submit it. We receive an email on our end to make sure that you know, it's an event that would pertain to the community. But like Penny said, it's completely free of cost. And it lets people know about, you know, your event in the community. We want to help you grow just as much as you guys have helped us. So definitely, you know, if you're going to teach a class or do a psychic fair or something along those lines, you know, post it. You know, it's free for you guys. We have over 70,000 viewers a month on the website, so it'll definitely get out there. People will pick up on that.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun to be able to go and look at all the different events. So even if you don't have an event, but just go check out all the really cool, awesome things that are happening, you know, throughout Southeast Michigan, actually throughout all of Michigan. People post from throughout Michigan. And there's a lot of cool things happening that you would never know about unless you just sort of check that out. So visit our site for that. We want to talk about an event that we are doing. It's the first time we've done an event in years. So we're pretty excited. We found out here at the office that one of the local churches, Unity of Livonia, was working on replacing a roof. So even though churches don't pay taxes, they work on a pretty small budget. You know, the quarters and the nickels that come through aren't always enough to do big projects like replacing a roof. So when we found out that Unity of Livonia needed a new roof, our crew decided to throw an event as a fundraiser to help them pay for the cost of that. So we're having a Body, Mind, Spirit Festival at the Unity of Livonia Church, and the date has been set. It's going to be November 15th. And again, it's the first festival we've done in years, so we're pretty excited about it. All proceeds will go directly to Unity, so we're not taking any part of that. What we're doing is hopefully pulling together people that can come into the church and find out what a great experience that is. And then if you have a business or if you want to do a talk, it's a place for you to connect with the community as well. So we're excited. You can see we put a full-page ad in the magazine saying Raising Consciousness Fundraiser Body, Mind, Spirit Festival. And that's November 15th. So we hope you'll mark that on your calendar.
Yes, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you have your own personal business, you know, if you're a psychic or a healer, you know, you have your own product and so forth, there will be vendor space available. It is limited, but it is available. And like Penny said, it's going to give you a great opportunity to connect in the community. It's a wonderful fundraiser to help, you know, support the community. And, you know, we try to throw on some pretty good events.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I wasn't here when, you know, they used to do them in the past, but I've heard some good stories about them. So.
Yeah. So we also, some festivals, it's fun to bring your kids, and some it's not. They're not prepared, you know, for you to have kids around. So this one, it's a family church, and so bring the kids along. It's for the whole family. So that's a fun thing to do. And then at the end of the day, so the festival is from 10 to 6, we will have a concert there. And this is Tatiana, who is a soloist. Actually, she works with her partner, and he does the music. I'm not really sure if he sings. So I've heard a lot of her stuff, so I'm not sure if he's involved in that. But he does some of the musical in the back end. But Tatiana sings like an angel. I mean, it's just, it's beautiful. And she used to live in Hawaii, and she used to sing before all of Doreen Virtue, who does the angel card.
Yes.
Yeah, so she used to sing for her at the beginning of all her big talks. So we're really honored to have her come and do a concert for us. So even if you can't make the festival, or even if you can and you're there, stick around for the concert at the end of the evening between 6 and 8 p.m. The cost for all this, the admission's only $5, so it's really inexpensive. Kids get to come for free, and there is an additional $5 for the concert. And again, this is a fundraiser, so all that money is a tax write-off, and it's going to a good cause. So we hope that you're going to join us there. That's our Body, Mind, Spirit Festival, November 15th. I'll be there pulling my hair out. I'm the nervous one. All my staff will be calm, cool, and collected. I'll be like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh.
I think that's usually the theme.
Right?
Penny is one of the most amazing people that I've ever met, but she tends to be the one that's nervous while the rest of us are going, all right, we got this, let's go.
That's a key to a successful business, just hire great people. You can be nervous, but they can handle it. So... we were going to talk about some articles, and it seemed like the one that was talking to you in a way was written by Eve Wilson. She's one of our best writers, I tell you. Eve, I get so many people who call me and say, I love Eve's articles. She really, all her articles are written in a non-self-serving way. It's really about spirit and ascending to the higher spiritual realms and helping people adjust, you know. So this article, what did you think of her article?
I thought it was pretty good. It's a topic that has actually been coming up a lot because I work in the psychic community. But I've also been doing a lot of studying and reading lately, and she kind of hit the nail on the head. You know, a lot of people ask, you know, why am I related to the people I'm related to? Why am I, why is that person my mother? Why is, you know, this person my father? Why are these people in my life? So she kind of hit that on the head that, you know, before we come back down to earth, you know, most people, not most, but a lot of people believe in reincarnation. We're choosing our relatives. We're choosing our family because we're meant to learn specific lessons from them. You know, there's a reason why our parents are the way they are, and our friends and our family and our spouses. So I thought she really kind of hit the nail on the head with that, and that's something that most people are not aware of, you know, that's a concept that's out there.
Yeah, so those concepts, number one, is that we live past lives. And so a lot of people in this community do understand that. And if you go worldwide, that's a common belief. But then if you get tighter into America and Christianity, that was kind of, you know, not taught as much. So, but what she says is that, you know, you are making choices on the other side before you're born. You're choosing your family, right?
Yep.
Isn't that what the article?
Yeah.
And Edgar Cayce supports that as well, that we are actually divinely guided to choose the right mother and the right father for the soul lessons that we are coming into that lifetime to learn. So it's cool to have writers writing about that and bringing that back to our awareness. What I know for sure is that when I was young, I was like, I didn't ask to be born. You know, I was like 12, having a little temper tantrum. So a lot of people have arguments with their family, like, I'm not in the right family. But that can't be true if we chose them, right?
Yeah. Well, I think the funny, ironic thing about that article was me and you just had that conversation, I think, with the staff a little while ago,
yeah.
Maybe within the last couple of weeks,
about
choosing our family and our friends and so forth. And, we had that discussion about, well, we actually choose them before we come back.
Right.
You know, so then for her to write that and kind of submit it and, you know, all the conversations we have here at the Guide, you know, we don't always discuss that with the community and so forth. It's stuff, ideas and so forth we toss around. So to have that come back to the magazine,
yeah.
To have that out there, you know,
yeah.
We're all
yeah.
feeling it.
Yeah, synchronistically, you know, which is when something seems to be a coincidence, but it's perfectly in a line with either what you need next or the subject you were on. Like, you know, you think about, you know, I don't know, how clouds are formed, and then, you know, you go home, and then there's a program right there that tells you how it happens. When those things are happening, I call that the body-mind-spirit quest. You know, you have a quest. You put a question out to the universe, and the universe begins to respond. We see that happening all the time, like Courtney just said. We were on that subject, and then all of a sudden, Eve is writing about that subject, and there are other people that have kind of written in the same issue, October. So let's talk about some of those just real quick, because if you're on that subject too, or if you're excited about that subject, there's more information in the October issue. I think this one's good. This is from Liz and Jesniak. Liz Jesniak. I'm going to mess up people's names. I'm going to get calls about that. All right, fine. No problem. You guys can call me after the show. Anyways, hers is low socioeconomic status in childhood predicts disease and early death. And I think that relates because if we choose the family that we're going to, we're choosing, you know, a poor family or a rich family. We've got a choice in that. And Edgar Cayce actually says that we see 28 years into our lifetime all of the different possibilities, starting from that very beginning. Here's some other ones that kind of work with early childhood. My favorite article this month, and it's not because this person's a better writer than anyone else, it's just because it was a message that I wanted to hear, was The Gift of Playfulness. And that talks about childhood. That was written by Dave Kerchovic, who's an excellent writer. Him and his wife own Bodyworks Healing Center in Plymouth and Global Breath Institute as well. But his article is fantastic. It talks about all the things that, you know, are connected to playfulness. So if you stop feeling playful, you've now got a list of things you can do.
We all need to be reminded of that from time to time.
And Sherry has joined us.
Yes.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Yeah, so Sherry just joined us. And then wasn't there another one about children?
Yes.
The inner child. Where
yes.
was that?
That's who I was actually looking for while you were talking. That one was actually written by Heather Williams.
Yeah, so now for the community, Heather Williams has worked in the community before, and so a lot of people know her, but she's actually sort of just relaunching her business. So she went back to school and has been getting educated over the last couple years, and she's now ready to be of service to people again. So you'll find her article and an ad for her as well, offering out her services. But she talks about this article.
She talks about who is your inner child, and once again, that's a subject that we talked about here at the Guide,
right.
That we all have an inner child, and that's part of who we are. You know, most people think of the inner child, you know, as memory, as, you know, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a child once, you know, from age 0 to 12, and then you're considered a teen, but most people don't realize that we still maintain that inner child that's still within us.
Right.
So, once again, we have that, you know, synchronicity.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn how to say that word today. But we have that synchronicity of something that we discussed here, and yet it's flowing in the magazine. You know, there were several articles on being, you know, inner child and the inner child in us and so forth and so on. So that theme kind of came through in October without any intent.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's one thing here at the magazine. When writers come on board, they often ask me, do you have a theme for next month or, you know, the magazine itself? And the answer is no. What I like to do is leave the field open. Everything that's written in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is written by somebody here in the community. And if Spirit guides them to write about something, then that's the right subject. So I don't choose to give them a theme. And that's what is interesting, is that it's like Spirit guides the theme. So now I'm wondering, Courtney, what you said at the beginning of the show about the veil being thinner and this is our opportunity to really connect with the spiritual world, I wonder if that, you know, somehow connects with childhood.
I think it does, because most people recognize Halloween as the time of year for children.
That's
true. Dressing up, trick-or-treating, having fun. You know, do you get a trick or do you get a treat?
Party.
I hope a lot of people out there are getting treats and not tricks.
Right?
But, yeah, I think that it kind of coincides.
Yeah.
Because that energy is high. You know, we are reaching into our subconscious. We are taking a look at ourselves as well as, you know, what we want to tap into. But what do we always go back to when we look at ourselves?
Our childhood.
Our roots.
That's our foundation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, being around this time of year and watching all the kids trick-or-treat, or, you know, all of the people who are old enough to drink, go out there and party and have a good time and dress up, and then the rest of us, we sit at home and watch Hocus Pocus.
So I don't know a lot about the holiday of Halloween, but where did that come from, trick-or-treat?
Actually, it is an American holiday. We are the only ones who celebrate trick-or-treating.
Okay.
And I believe, and I'm sure somebody out there can correct me if I'm
wrong. Yeah, somebody call in if they know more on this subject.
But I do feel like, I think it's more of a northern thing. I think they do it in the South as well, but it is Halloween is an American holiday. Samhain is the same exact day.
Okay.
It is pagan, and it is older. It is actually one of the oldest holidays in paganism.
Okay.
And
It coincides with the same ideal. And Samhain was actually the day we recognize, you know, that the light is getting shorter, you know, and it was also kind of like a day of the dead. You know, that was the day that we recognized our dead and we appreciate it because everything's dying. You know, the trees are changing, everything's kind of going back into the earth. So it was a time to, you know, be inside, appreciate the loved ones, appreciate the ones that are, you know, have passed, and appreciate that energy of life.
Okay, yeah, because like my mother-in-law, who has passed over now, was an avid gardener, and she's the one who taught me this. And, you know, it was simple that when the fall changes, all of nature knows this. And so then naturally every one of the plants, that's when you kind of cut back the rose bushes and everything, because they're drawing now, they're kind of going within and they're drawing nutrition and water from underneath, you know, from the root system. So they sort of reverse. So, I mean, that's just an example of all of nature kind of doing that too.
Well, and you got to look at it this way. Back in the heyday, it was the time of year where you couldn't go out. This was the time of year where you started to kind of become the hermit.
Okay.
You know, your harvest was done.
Uh-huh.
Your crops were being sold. You know, they were working the fields for the next year, but it wasn't planting season. It
right.
was up to, you know, mound the dirt, make sure it's pretty for the next year. So this was the time of year everybody kind of hermited inside.
Yeah.
You were with your loved ones and so forth, but this was also a time to do your reading, catch up on everything else. So what was the big thing that everybody was catching up? Spirituality.
Right.
This was a time of spiritual learning. This was that time of year. So I think that more people expect that and respect that. Therefore, you know, that helps with the thin veil. One of the things I mentioned on my show earlier is I think that the veil is thinning faster each year. It's thinning sooner, and it's also staying open longer.
Oh.
And I talked about this a little bit today, but I think part of the reason why is because we are such a large community. I'm sure you can explain that. I'm sure the magazine has grown since you started.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, and the community is becoming so much more wider and so much more open-minded. I think that that's why the energy is shifting. That's why we're accessing our subconscious a lot more.
Gotcha. Wow. So, those are big subjects. All of those are big subjects.
You asked. I told you.
No, it's actually, but it's so much fun, and it leads me to think, you know, there's so much that can be done. You know, that's why I love having the magazine out there. There's so much that can be done. The magazine's a place for you to find some of that stuff. Like there's Phil, who does hypnotherapy. If somebody has an issue from childhood or different things that they want to work on, that's one way to kind of get into the subconscious or go back in your memories to connect with that. And then, of course, there's lots of psychics in the magazine. If you are connecting with the other side on your own, fantastic. But if you, you know, want or need assistance with that, there are lots of skilled and gifted psychics in the publication that you can kind of look up to assist you.
Yeah.
So now's a good time to have a reading in a way. That's what it seems
actually,
like.
Actually, this is, if you ask any psychic or intuitive in the community, they will tell you this is their biggest time of year.
Yeah.
This is their biggest time of year. This is when we get the most people coming in for readings.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is because, you know, they, whether they want to recognize it or not, are feeling a shift in the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can feel this shift. And it's that time of year, you know.
Yeah.
The veil's thin. We as psychics and intuitives are tapping into that energy in a higher frequency. We're getting more clearer messages. We're getting a lot more information maybe than, you know, the spring or the summer. And it's that spooky element, you know.
Right.
It's Halloween.
Right.
I have to go see a psychic and, you know, seance. And, you know, that was what I was talking about a little bit earlier. You know, look at the movies that are coming out. Did you see that preview for that movie Ouija?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
will not watch that movie.
Well,
no.
You and I both.
No way. I don't do anything with Ouija boards. I don't like those.
But this is that time of year. So,
yeah.
Now is actually one of the most perfect times to get a reading.
I think it's also, it's a great time to get a reading, but I think it's also a great time to shop. For some reason, with the weather change, I'm kind of just getting in the mood. I don't know what it is. You know, I know. We're going to be going crazy pretty soon with the Christmas holiday season and gift giving and stuff. But right now, it seems like it's just a fun time to go and shop and pick up whatever, you know, that you want to entertain yourself with. I don't know. I'm kind of getting in the mood for that. You were at Earthlore the other day, right?
Yes.
And they just restocked. They're getting ready too, aren't they?
Yeah, they are definitely prepared for Halloween, but you can tell that they're definitely preparing for the holidays. Most of the community, you know, the holidays are one of the biggest times of year.
Yeah.
So, and this is also a really good time for manifestation. So from here to Yule, which is Christmas,
mm-hmm.
It's a really good time for manifestation. So, you know, work with your crystals, work with your herbs, work with all of that, you know, put the magic in the air, so to speak, you know, so
okay.
That's one of the reasons why you're probably getting that itch to shop. You're missing a rock.
That's a good point. Well, so I'm gonna mention where Earthlore is the really the best, largest metaphysical store in Michigan, and it's on Wing Street in Plymouth. It's a great place. If you haven't been there, you definitely want to visit their store. And if you haven't been there in a while, you want to go right now because they've got a lot of great stuff in. But you said you talked about crystals, too. And I've already gotten some comments on the crystal. We have a rock of the month in the magazine and articles where we talk about a different rock or crystal every month. And this month
is
quartz crystal. So this is like covering a lot. Quartz is, right?
Well, quartz
is the first go-to for everybody.
Yeah, quartz is the go-to for everyone, but then you have to think quartz is a family in its own. You have amethyst, which is a quartz in a way, citrine, which is a quartz in a way. Ametrine is got the both, the combination. So the quartz family is actually large, but the rock of the month this month was actually clear quartz, which is one of the most popular crystals out there right now. You know, everyone has clear quartz. That's like the foundation you build all your rock collection on.
Okay, so what else? I mean, you know, there's some people that are going to listen that know nothing about quartz. So what is quartz for?
It, you know, to be honest with you, like 90% of the people out there know that quartz is a positive crystal. You know, if you want to promote positivity in your life, you want to work with quartz. You know, it amplifies the positive energy around you. It does not amplify negativity at all. One of the quirky things about quartz that most people don't know about is that if you mix quartz with any other crystal, it'll amplify the vibration. So Larimer was actually the crystal of the month last month. If you mix quartz with Larimer, it's going to amplify that stone's energy. It's
going to
bring it out even more potently. So, and most people don't know that about quartz. So when they're thinking, you know, quartz is just for positivity, it doesn't really have any other use. Oh, yes, it does. And, you know, if you really need that money energy, then mix it with an aventurine. Or if you really need that love, then mix it with a love stone. You really get that energy.
Awesome.
So, but quartz is one of the master healer stones, which is talked about in the article, and that's definitely true. You know, you have so many different quartzes, and this is probably Sherry's area more than mine because she loves quartzes.
also, Sherry, you're a healer.
Yes,
so, and Pat Kurchovic is the one who wrote this article.
Correct.
And she's a healer.
Yes.
So quartz is something that she uses all the time. How do healers use quartz?
I use it in different ways. There's lots of ways you can use quartz. One of the simple ways for just every day and everything that people do is carry in the pocket. Carry it in the purse, you can put it under your bed, put it under your pillow, put it at a bedside table, put it in a dish in a room that you're going to be in a lot, living room, dining room, kitchen, wherever it is, you can put it in there. Now, when you're specifically going to use it for healing, you would take and meditate with it. You can take it to the doctor with you when they're going to be doing the examination. Now, of course, it's not going to be allowed in your pocket if you're doing an MRI or along those lines, but
it can
still be in your purse. Because it can affect the electromagnetic field
really?
That's going on around you.
Seriously?
Yes.
Why? Is there metal in it?
I don't know if there's metal in it,
but
it's
it
the vibrations
it.
Of it.
Wow.
You want to clear, when you go to the heavenly MRI, you want a clear vibration. And
that's
why they have
want.
You take off your jewelry.
Okay.
They will have you take off all your jewelry.
Okay.
For any of those type X-ray, same thing. Certain
yeah.
things they'll ask you to take off because
it'll affect it.
It affects it.
Interesting.
So you want a clear picture of whatever is going on, but you can carry it in your purse when you go
gotcha.
In there or have it in a coat pocket.
Right, and Sherry, like a lot of times, so people say, you know, you have an intention with the stone.
Yes.
So when you have a like if you were to go to Earth Lore and purchase one of these, or even Body Works, which is in Plymouth, they sell them too. So if you were to purchase that, you know, do you just carry it with you, or do you have to put an intention, like, I want this crystal to assist me with, or something?
When you're going to sit down and you're going to do work, then yes. If you're going to sit down and you're going to meditate and you want something to come to you, if you want to do a manifestation or you're looking to do a clarification, because clear quartz is something that is actually a clarifying stone, can help really relieve some of the fog that's around us mentally, emotionally, and physically, because it just takes that from us and clears it. It also takes that energy and sends it back to Mother Nature.
Mother Earth, okay.
Yep, because she is our prime transformative property that we have, and all of these come from her. So when you're working with it, that's, you set your intention.
Okay.
If you want it every day, one of the things I do, if I don't really have a specific thing that I'm working with, every day I pretty much will have a stone in my pocket, and I literally will go to my dresser and open the two little doors that are there and go, okay, which one wants to come with me today? Those are the energies, because that's what I take. As a matter of fact, I have opal in my pocket. I have rose quartz, pink opal, green opal. I believe this is a white opal, the common opal, the rose quartz, and I forget what this one is, but it's just
so you
fell
just,
out.
Just,
so
you
it
were
was like okay,
rolling
you with
the emotions this morning. So
if you go to the doctor, the first thing you do, Sherry, is say, no, don't weigh me, and then you take out all the rubbish. And you said, okay, you can weigh me now.
No, I don't have to take off my shoes. I just need them to my pocket. Okay?
It's amazing. If you take a look at rocks, stones, crystals, and then you look at history, and you think, wow, throughout history, there's this very rich story that is happening, you know, all the way from kings and queens, you know, who have honored certain stones, and there's always stones wrapped around all of the myths and mysteries of life because of the properties that they have within them. So it's really cool. You're going to a closet, opening it up. Other people are saying, you know, which tiara am I going to wear? Other people are saying, which tie am I going to wear? You're saying, which rocks are coming with me today,
yep.
Right?
Which ones do I need for the day?
That's totally awesome. Now, when I say rocks and crystals, is that the same to you guys?
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It depends. And I'm a little bit picky, and people that know me know that as far as the word or the term rock and the term stone.
Okay.
Because if it goes in my pocket, if I can carry it in my pocket, it's a stone. It's not a rock.
Okay.
They have a tendency to cringe for me when they are referred to as rocks and they're these little stones.
Okay.
Why, I don't know. It's just simply my own quirkiness.
Huh.
If it's something that I can sit on my desk or my table or whatever it is, then it's a rock.
Okay.
But if I can carry it in my pocket, carry it in my purse, you know, without having to, you know, weigh an additional 10 pounds or something, it's considered for me a stone,
okay.
Not a rock. I just don't know why it is.
I look at it like crystals are, all stone, everything has a vibration.
Yeah.
Everything on Earth has a vibration. I think crystals in my book are ones that you can actually work with that specific vibration to achieve a specific goal, whereas rocks are, you know, they have that vibration, but I mean, if you go out to the gravel and pick up a rock, you can't necessarily program that rock to do.
That's not what that rock's made of.
Not, well, if it's made of quartz or if it's, you know, from something that's more of a, you know, a higher energy, I think, yeah. But, like, if you just pick up a plain rock, you're going to have a harder time with that. I guess that's my way of looking at crystals.
Gotcha. Well, it was interesting because in this particular article that Pat wrote, and, again, Pat is a healer. So even though she does, she offers massage at Body Works Healing Center,
right.
But really they hire healers there. And so they do massage, but they do healing energies and all those things as well. And she calls this rock crystal. So that's why I was just a little curious on the difference between the rock crystal. It's okay. I'm sure if you want to know more.
It's all under one roof. So
yeah.
It's the same umbrella.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you made an awesome point earlier about, you know, crystals being, you know, revered over time.
Absolutely.
You know, lapis was revered by the Egyptians.
Yes. And then Edgar Cayce said lapis is the stone that will actually open your third eye. It's the stone that is the most spiritual. So if you wear it on your body, you become more spiritual.
Yes.
So I have a lot of lapis jewelry because Edgar Cayce said that. That changed my budget.
Why
right
don't
there.
You weigh like 20 pounds heavier? Where is your jewelry today?
Yeah, I'm not.
I
can't wear all my stuff. I have to go to the cupboard, like Sherry said. And who wants to come with me today? So
see, but now if you know me, they always look at my jewelry every day because I'm layered like Mrs. T.
Yeah, I know. You have to take off all that, too. That's a lot. I'm like, holy moly.
One of the things that we didn't talk about was a common theme in the magazine this month about sugar.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to get out of that conversation. Sherry, because, you know, I'm like, you know that kind of comical way in which somebody climbs a big mountain and they want to talk to the guru on top, and the guru says, can you come back in 3 days? Because the person wanted to quit eating chocolate, but the guru just ate a chocolate bar. You know, so I'm out of the sugar thing because I just started eating sugar again. So that's on you guys. Talk about sugar.
Oh, I love sugar.
Okay, well, then this conversation's on me now.
All right, Brittany, it's all you.
There was a common theme in the magazine this month about sugar, and I found it a little interesting because of the time of the year, which is true. You know, this is the time of the year where the sugar cravings are high. You have Halloween, which hits us at the end of the month. Then we're going into Thanksgiving, which means you pull out the pumpkin pie and, you know, the apple pie and the cherry pie. And then we're going into Christmas, which means the rest of the candy, the cakes, the cookies, all of that. So this is like the perfect time of year for a sugar buzz.
Yeah, because, you know, harvest, everything
yeah.
got ripe. And
yep.
it got sweet on the vine, and then we picked it and put it in jam or...
Yeah.
Right?
So, but one of the themes that was in the magazine this month was a couple of articles. One of them was by Dr. Linda Solomon, and she wrote an article about sugar cravings are to die for, which, you know, if you're any of us in this room, yes, they are.
Yes.
We drink coffee here like it's going out of fashion.
Some of you do.
Not all of us. But one of the things I thought interesting about her article is, yes, this is the hardest time of year. Sugar is out there in a lot of different forms. You know, a lot of people have a really big struggle with this because we gain weight. You know, if you're on that diet or you're diabetic and you want to keep that weight off going into the holidays, how do you do it? So her article actually talks about a couple different solutions to, you know, be rid of those sugar cravings. Or kind of lower those sugar cravings so it's not coming on as strong. So I would say definitely check that article out because there's a few things in there I didn't even know about. You know, and she also offers help because she is a nutritional therapist. So that definitely might be something up your alley if you're having a really hard time letting go of the sugar. There was another one in the magazine as well, Sweet Deception by Dr. William Carl. And he talked about sugar as well and how what it does to the body. You know, it's not actually good for us. Even though most people think sugar is natural, it's not. It's not always good for us. So my recommendation is try to watch your sugar intake. You know, be cautious of your body and what it can handle.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
For sure. I think, you know, everybody knows that too much of anything isn't good for you. Some things, though... and that's what the Dr. Carl wrote about, is they're actually addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think addiction is different for different people. Like, just like some people can drink wine and never get addicted, but some people, as soon as they drink any type of alcohol, then they become addicted to it. So I think sugar can kind of be the same way. There's some people that can just have one dessert every 6 months, and it just and then some people, as soon as they start eating it, they want more and more and more.
Well, what does sugar do? It you know, it starts to flow into the bloodstream and so forth, and it gives us a high in a way. You know, that's where we're getting energy. We feel like we could climb a mountain, run across the bridge, you know, do
right.
laps around the building. You know, same thing goes for caffeine. It gives us that high in a sense. And not in a high like, you know, woohoo, I just did something I wasn't supposed to high,
right.
but a natural high. The problem is our body burns it off very quickly, and our body doesn't like it. It's whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas we feel like the sugar is motivating us to get things done, our body is actually feeling strained and kind of looking at it going, hey, I wasn't prepared for that, and I'm not prepared for the low end of it either.
We are going to play this back for you, Courtney, when you're eating sugar at your desk. Yes, just recording right here. So I'm so glad to mention that the Body, Mind, Spirit News Show and all other radio shows are recorded and archived on our Body, Mind, Spirit Radio station website. So you can listen to past shows, this one again. We'll be playing this one again for Courtney when she's eating sweets at her desk.
Well, actually, there is a bag of chocolate in my car. I'm just saying.
Yeah, chocolate, we're not, chocolate's good. I don't care what they say. Chocolate is always good. So I wanted to mention, though, too, that we have somebody new on staff, relatively new. Her name is Melanie Jones. She's not here with us today. She's still working out in distribution. But one of the cool things to having, huh?
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you, Melanie. One of the cool things about having her here with us is that she has been doing marketing for a long time. So everybody who reads the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, she has encouraged our advertisers to start putting coupons in their advertising, which is fantastic. So now you can try some of the products and some of the services at a discount. So there's coupons that are starting to flow in. We have Gail and Dave Miller. They do Access Consciousness Bars, which is a really fantastic new, relatively new modality where they touch up to 32 different points on your head can affect your health and your mental stability, I guess. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. You'll have to check with Dave and Gail, but it's 50% off your first session with them. So if you wanted to try that, so start looking in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide for coupons because they're starting to come in. Another one, if you're in the Canton area, Canton, Michigan, there's $10 for the first week of unlimited classes at West End Yoga, which is fantastic. I mean, you can go as many times as you like. Heather Williams, we mentioned her earlier, she's giving 10% off her first session working with the inner child. So there's all kinds of coupons popping up throughout the magazine. Sure, be sure to check for those. One of the other things we didn't do, too, when I used to deliver the magazine, that's been some years ago, but one of the first things people would do is they would say, oh, I want to read my horoscope. So Aluna Michaels, who does our horoscope for us, thank you, Aluna. She works very hard to make that happen for everybody. The thing she does is says happy birthday to the person whose birthday is in that month. So we were going to – does somebody want to read the happy birthday one for all the Libras?
Oh, the Libra, that's the first one on the page.
Yeah. So,
yes, she does. She'll put the next one. She rotates them.
Yeah.
So the first one, Libra, September 23rd, October 22nd, happy birthday, Libra. This month's eclipse spiritually guides you with relationships and self-image. Meditate and see yourself through fourth dimensional eyes. View yourself from your soul's perceptive. See beautiful divine light shining in every cell of your body. This improves body image and how valuable you feel to others. Reject third dimensional values. Also watch for impulse spending since Mercury is retrograde and you'll likely regret it later.
Oh, I think we can all take that advice. So we want to say happy birthday to all the Libras out there. And then if you would like to have your horoscope, you can, of course, view it online, pick up the magazine, or you can just type it in search at Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and then everybody's horoscope is up there. These are spiritual horoscopes, so they're a little bit different than, you know, the daily paper, those types of things where they're like, you know, if you're in a fight with your boyfriend and you're like, I don't have one, so it didn't make sense. These are really based on spirituality, the alignment of the planets, and the things that are happening more on a soul level.
Well,
so,
Aluna is also one of our radio show hosts. She's wonderful. Her show was actually yesterday, and you can listen to it in archive. But one of the fabulous things she does every month is she talks about where the planets are that month, you know, a monthly topic. She talked about Libra yesterday. One of the things that I love about her show is that she usually talks about something in the community or questions she's gotten. So recently Joan Rivers died. You know, the community felt that loss. And she actually went over her chart last month on her show to about, you know, the way she was and so forth and so on. So she's wonderful. She's considered an esoteric astrologer, which means it is more on a spiritual level. But definitely check out her radio shows because she has some amazing insight and information on those.
Yeah, thanks for adding that because she just became a host.
Yes.
So there's only a couple in archive. But it's really, I mean, it's a great show. It's something you're probably going to want to listen to every month.
And she's the only radio show host at this point in time who has a show on astrology.
Does she take questions at all?
I believe that if you email her, she has read some questions on the air before.
Okay.
So if you
her website is alunamichaels.com. And so you can go right to the web on that, or you can go to our website, type in her name, and it'll show you everything there as well. We want to mention one more person on our staff that nobody knows about. She's kind of a secret, kind of. Her name is Kathy Henning, and she's actually a good friend of mine. And one day I was falling apart attempting to proof all the articles that had come through, and she just offered to rescue me. And she the articles in the publication for like a year and a half now. And it's fantastic because I'm not that great at it. So she brings this beautiful, loving energy to the job. And all those typos you used to see, you see a lot less now. That's because of Kathy. Now, Kathy doesn't proof everything. So if you find a typo, don't call her because I still throw in a quote at the last minute, and who knows if it's typed in there correctly or not. So all complaints come to Penny Golden. Compliments go to the staff. I want to mention also that Kathy is, and she, if you've ever met Kathy Henning, she has the most beautiful energy. She's calm. It's just like fantastic to just be in her presence. She really is amazing. And it makes sense that she used that beautiful, calm energy to do meditations, to help people through guided meditation. And she is doing a one-day retreat. It's October 25th, and it's called the Relax, Refresh, and Renew. And you can find out more about it on page 24 of the magazine. But it says, in today's world, finding time to sit quietly without interruption is a rare commodity. And the Relax, Refresh, and Renew allows participants to leave their daily routines and restore peace and harmony to their body, mind, and spirit. It is a chance to pause, release stress and sensory overload, become quiet, and experience inner peace. And that speaks of Kathy. You kind of get that right when you're in her presence. It's I'm not saying she's like a guru or anything, but you definitely, her energy is very loving, calming. So I know that's going to be a great retreat if anybody's looking to take a day to just sort of relax and refresh their world. That's going to be a great event. There's all kinds of events throughout the magazine, so be sure to check out the October issue. And we want to talk with you about the food of the month. I don't know. I was told when I didn't have any recipes at all in the magazine, women pick up magazines because they like the recipes in them.
Yes.
Well, guess what? I don't cook, so I never thought of that. So we got lucky. We got a beautiful woman named Valerie Wilson who knows so much about food. And if you listen to her radio show, which is on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, nobody is more passionate about food. I mean, it is just amazing. And thank God it's healthy because she would be like 700 pounds or something. She gets so excited.
She's actually an amazing host. I'm, you know, I do the radio producing here, so I have the privilege of doing her show every month. And, you know, one of the things that I love about Vale and her show is it's so informative. If you have a medical issue or you're going through something, you know, she can talk to you about that.
Yeah,
you know,
because she's totally aware that food is medicine.
Yep.
And what I also love is that she connects it to the season.
Yes.
So, you know, really to be eating the types of things. So this month her food is root vegetables. Well, you're not eating root vegetables in the spring. In the spring, it's the very, you know, it's the fresh dandelion leaves and all those things. So if you eat for the season, your body can consume those easier. There's no digestive problems. So every month she has her, and these are recipes she's made and tested. So we have root vegetable stew. Are you guys cookers? Do you guys cook?
I cook more than my husband does. So, yeah, I'd be more of the cook. And then,
Not really.
Her radio show was last week where she discussed root vegetables and the root vegetable stew and how that works in the body and what it can do for you. I would highly say if you are a cook out there or you enjoy cooking or you're looking to eat healthier, this is the hard time of year to eat healthy. Like we talked about a little bit in the show, you know, our sugar intake. Definitely check out her show. You know, she is vegan. That might not help for everyone, but then again, most of us do need to put more vegetables and the right kind of fruits in our diet. So
yeah, she's not really against me either,
no,
though.
No, she isn't.
So, like, if you were to do this root vegetable stew, I mean, you could just add beef or whatever you wanted into it. But what I love is that she's using the right foods for the right season. Pardon me. And she knows how to use the herbs. Yeah. She teaches you how to do everything.
Well, one of the things that I loved about Gail is I actually have health conditions of my own. And, you know, asking her about it, she actually told me some of the things that I didn't know but were in my diet that I shouldn't be eating.
Yeah.
You know, so if you have a health issue and so forth, she can actually, you know, teach you. I know she does consultations how to eat healthier, how to eat right, and eliminate the things that are causing these health issues. So, you know, definitely check out her Food of the Month. Listen to her radio show. It's wonderful. And if you need help with your diet and, you know, losing the weight and so forth, talk to her. She is always open-minded for questions. And, you know, if you do have a question and you don't want to contact her personally, listen to her show because she does take questions on the show as well.
Yeah, all listening to any of the shows on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio is always free, so you can go and you can learn a lot of information. And so it's a really great way to connect with the community. So we're coming up at the end of the show. This has been the first Body, Mind, Spirit News show, and we really would love to have people involved. So if you're in the community and you're offering a product or a service, you know, connect with us, or if you're one of our readers, definitely give us a call.
Yes, you know, definitely give us a call. We want to hear from you. That was the goal of creating this show, and that is the reason why we are going to maintain this show. If you ever want to give us any feedback or contact us, you can actually email me personally at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. You can also call us here in the office. The number for that is 734-513-6137. All of the staff here, we're here 5 days a week. You know, in the summer, our hours were Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, but going into the fall, we're back up to 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. So give us a call. Let us know what we can do to help you, whether it be advertising, whether it be, you know, you're interested in having your own radio show, you'd like to become a distributor, you'd like to subscribe. We want to hear from you. You are what makes us the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and we appreciate all of you. And we look forward to talking to you guys next month. You know, every month our goal is to kind of go through the issue and discuss the articles and some of the main topics. So definitely stay tuned and definitely keep listening. We enjoy having you, and we look forward to hearing from you. Like I said, if you are interested in having your own radio show or being a guest, definitely contact me. That number again is 734-513-6137, and you can email me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. We want to thank all of you guys for listening, listeners today, and we want to wish you all, on behalf of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide staff, a happy October. Have a
happy
day.
Happy October. Our next show is right here, Full Moon Meditation, and that's on the 8th.
Yes, that will be tomorrow night. Between 9 p.m. and usually it's 9:30, but they have a little bit of wiggle room, so 9:45. If you're interested in learning more about the full moon and a wonderful meditation for that, definitely stay tuned for that tomorrow, and you can call in at 646-378-0378 for that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and everybody have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.